Page 42, Summary of CCB Convention Resolutions, Fall 2008, by Winifred Downing. In addition to the two resolutions commending the hotel and volunteers for their valuable assistance, the committee brought to the floor seven resolutions. The chair of the committee was Gabe Griffith. Active members were Winifred Downing, Marvelina C. Gray, Eugene Lozano Jr., Charles Navarrete, Dirk Nehart, Linda Perel, and Robert Wendt. The resolutions were approved on October 26 at the Four Points Sheraton LAX Hotel in Los Angeles. Readers may request full copies of any and all of the resolutions by contacting the CCB office. Resolution 2008-B1 was passed in concept, but the text was not available. This resolution appears after this article. Resolution 2008-B2 directs the CCB president to contact by letter paratransit services identified by CCB members, stipulating that customers can schedule rides based either on pickup time or on arrival at the planned destination. Blind and visually impaired persons, depending on paratransit services, use them in connection with their employment, medical necessities, educational efforts, and the like. And repeated failure to keep such appointments may lead to cancellations or reductions of assistance on the one hand and opportunities on the other, indicating the importance of addressing this matter. Page 43, Resolution 2008-B3 directs the CCB to seek legislation to amend Section 11346.2(3) of the Government Code to require that state agencies provide publications that are narratively described in addition to the current practice of utilizing underlines, italics, and strikeouts. The California Administrative Procedures Code requires that notice of proposed changes in standards and regulations must be given in hearings held prior to the adoption of changes. But such information uses underlines and italics to indicate additions and strikeouts to show contemplated deletions which cannot be represented in Braille or accessible electronic versions. Blind and visually impaired individuals are thus excluded from participation in this important process. Resolution 2008-B4 calls upon the CCB president to communicate to the director of DOR that the blind field services staff be required to use agencies that specialize in providing services to clients who are blind or visually impaired when appropriate. DOR has changed the method of paying private agencies to an exclusively fee-for-service arrangement, and the Deputy Director, Specialized Services Division, has failed to instruct blind field services staff to utilize specialized agencies rather than generic service providers. Several agencies that provide specialized services to blind clients have expressed fears that the fee-for-service plan will result in decreased revenue for their programs, even though SB 105 expressly recognized that DOR clients who are blind or visually impaired are better served by the provision of specialized rehabilitation services than by generic services. Unless DOR counselors refer their clients to agencies that specialize in providing services to the blind community, the continued existence of such agencies is seriously threatened, resulting in unsuccessful closures and higher costs to the department and to taxpayers. Page 44. Resolution 2008-B5 directs that the CCB president immediately appoint a task force consisting at a minimum of members from the Board of Directors and the Publications and Technology Committees to thoroughly study and develop recommendations regarding CCB's web presence. The recommendation should include updating CCB's online communications and allocating appropriate financial support for a webmaster, and stipulating that the task force will present an initial report to the Board of Directors and the general membership at the Spring 2009 convention. Resolution 2008-B6 states that the CCB will continue its previously stated support of Decision Number 2008061081, copies of this resolution will be forwarded to all concerned parties. The Office of Administration Hearing, OAH, ruled that the DOR Business Enterprise Program has not followed the spirit and intent of the federal law, the Randolph-Shepard Act, regarding federal dining facilities. The OAH determined that the Randolph-Shepard Act supersedes state contractual laws. Resolution 2008-B7 directs the CCB president to demand that the DOR director immediately issue a policy modification allowing Social Security reimbursement funds to be used for services provided by both independent living centers and single disability agencies. DOR received more than $15 million from the Social Security Administration as a reimbursement arising from recipients having obtained gainful employment. Without any explanation, the department has chosen to apply these funds to services rendered by independent living centers, but none to private agencies exclusively serving individuals who are blind or deaf. The department has not responded to CCB's questions on this matter.